This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
That's true. Amen. Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Let me take a pause here really quick, okay? Folks, there's a lot of people across the country that think they're doing the right thing. And what they're doing, friends, is giving you opinions. We don't care about opinions. We care about what the Lord is saying about what's going on today. Just had one of my live chat friends over on YouTube, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click onto it, and you can find us there. Join us on live chat and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com front page. Click onto the right side. Join us on live chat. My live chat friend just said there's only one punishment for what we're going to be talking about today. It's the Lord's punishments, His judgments. That's exactly right. What happens when we leave off God's judgments? Well, we settle for man's commandments, which make void God's commandments. To establish judgment, righteousness, peace, and truth within the gate, Amos 5:15, Isaiah 51, verse 4. See, what we have now today in America is we have a system of indulgence where you can pay off the system, the correctional institutions, which make $64 billion a year, so you don't have to pay for your crimes. Just think about that. That's an indulgence. That's what sort of system we're set up on today. And why are we here, friends? Because of man's commandments making God's commandments void. We want man's results. That's what we've been getting in this country for 70 years, friends. Do we want God's results? Absolutely. Then let's get back to His judgments. And why am I saying that, friends? Because we're going to be talking about the unthinkable today. The unthinkable. If you're not mad with me by the end of the next 2 hours, friends, there's something wrong with you. Rest assured. 87 politicians exposed for horrific crimes against children. I just started to step into this topic yesterday on yesterday's show. I'm going to do the full show today. I'm going to hit a couple topics before we get there. And in the process, we will get to it, friends. And again, we're talking about 87 politicians in America exposed for horrific crimes against children. Why didn't you hear about them? Because the media is busy promulgating and broadcasting and driving their false narrative down your throat concerning COVID-19. Now, let me pause right there again. It's interesting. I seen a little girl yesterday, little college-age girl, talking about stuff we've been talking about for years on the show. Lord, why are you having me watch these documentaries? Why are you having me study out history concerning dictatorships and how tyrants act and what are their characteristics? Lord, why are we talking about this again? That is the gift of the prophetic. It's the gift of the prophetic. Lord, I don't want to say anything anymore. Remember that? Jeremiah? And then all of a sudden he apologized, and I'm sure it probably took him seconds, but he returned back to the Lord and said, okay, the word's like a fire shut up in my bones. It's got to come out. And when I do that, I fan the flame My cup is overflowing. It's like it's got to go out of my belly like rivers of water flowing out to the people. That's exactly right. That's the gift of the prophetic. But it seems like you keep saying the same things over and over and over again on certain points. And you can have 50 different topics. See, the difference is the conservatives of the day give you the new scandal of the day by corrupt politicians and the corrupt in the church. But what we do is we keep pointing the finger back to the answer and the result found in the Word of God. Instead of magnifying the crimes against the law, we're magnifying the crimes against we're magnifying the law against the crime, not the other way around. The mainstream media is magnifying the crime against the law. We're magnifying the law against the crime. That's what the Word of God does. And again, going back to God's judgments, you want the result, then let's get to them. So if you say to me, well, Bradley, why are we on this again, over and over and over again? Well, it's interesting because people have been talking about this over the last 6 months in a major way, comparing America to the Gestapo, to the Third Reich, to what was going on in the 1930s under the likes of an Adolf Hitler. Yep. Matter of fact, I want to play this audio for you. This is, there's no name, I've seen her before, and she starts talking about what she sees that's taking place in America today, and it's what we've been talking about for years on the radio show. But again, that's the prophetic. Okay? That is the prophetic. And the prophetic continuously goes back to the same point until the American people learn it, accept it, or reject it. Listen to this little girl, and listen to out of the mouth of babes comes perfected praise. Listen to the children, because it's time for the American adults to listen to the kids, because the kids have eyes and they have ears to see and to hear. Listen to this.
Attention, America. We can officially turn into Berlin, Germany in 1940.
Whoa.
So it's a little history lesson for everyone out there. Does anyone remember what the Nazi Germans did before they took power? Well, they banned church services, they burned Bibles and books in the streets, they burned the flag, they tore down statues, they got rid of any and all history that they disagreed with, they got rid of the public police so only the rich could afford it, they banned guns, they got rid of God, they put their country in a state of fear, and they created domestic terrorist organizations who got rid of anyone and anything they disagreed with, aka the brown shirts. Now, does that sound familiar? Oh, yeah. It's the BLM 2020, who are modern-day domestic terrorists inside our own country who are actively destroying it. And they've already promised us if we do not condone to all of their demands, they will happily tear down our system.
Whoa.
Hey, old-fashioned Democrats and moderates, you better start freaking waking up this November.
Ooh.
Because the silent majority is officially off, and we are done being silent now.
Get off my freedoms, she said. Yeah. Guess what? The younger generation is having to stand up and fight because the older generation, they have been busy enjoying the freedoms at the cost of someone else's sacrifice and doing nothing about the issues. Now, she did address the Democrats and the leftists, right? But keep in mind, she forgot to talk about the conservatives and the said Republicans who do absolutely nothing about what they call the left, and she only proves my point, right? But again, remember, if we were doing the right thing, there wouldn't be a left. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. Folks, we're coming back to this. See, the Lord's going to bring us back to the point of what He's had us on for years, regardless if we like it or not. We're not going to just walk away from it because we want to do so. Nope, the Lord's going to bring us back to it. And speaking of the prophetic, it tells us in James 5, what does it tell us? It tells us, well, we count them happy which endure. You've heard the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that He is very pitiful and tender in mercy, right? And we've seen their suffering, affliction of what? Patience. And what is patience? Patience is nothing more. Deception revealing itself for what it really is if we're willing to walk it out. We'll be right back.
William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." Who is also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Hugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're just talking about how the younger generation's now beginning to pay attention to history. Now they're starting to warn the older generation about history that's now repeating itself in the face of America. And she's talking about Hitler's regime, the Third Reich, the Gestapo. Whoa, this is craziness. I was just highlighting James 5, verse 10, take my brethren, the prophetic, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. What do you mean? Oh, you mean like giving the message of the Lord and people calling you crazy and mocking you, and why are we talking about this again? Well, let me ask you something. Why is it that you are listening to the media that doesn't know how to tell you the truth, and yet what they're highlighting, I'm highlighting the answer, they're highlighting the new scandal by the latest politician. That's been busted, 15 and 20 times over in scandal after scandal. Makes you look pretty ignorant, doesn't it? As most people sit there and strain at the gnat and swallow the camel, what do? Instead of paying attention to what they're putting up with, we're over here doing the work of the Lord, giving forth His word. And what is it? Exactly where we're at now over the last 3 and 5 years. Why are we talking about this again, Brad? Why don't you get off the whole Adolf Hitler thing and the Mao Zedong thing and the whole guy from Italy, you know, that guy, the one that said he liked scoundrels, you know, the one that said, God, if you're there, strike me dead, and he deceived his people, and it's amazing that he could deceive anybody? Yeah, that Mussolini guy, right? Yeah. And then now, why are you talking about Joseph Stalin again, Bradley? Why are you talking about Pol Pot? Because you're seeing the same things being played out here in America. And you've been seeing them for a long time, especially under the Bush regime. This is when it began to surface in a big way in this country. It's been going on a lot longer than that. But America, you could really see a shift, a turn in this country since the Bush regime and George Bush Sr. took over. And we're going to get to more of him in just a couple of moments. But with that said, listen to this. Take my brethren, the prophetic, who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. What is patience? Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. And it's exactly where we're at today. We hold to the word, and what happens? The Lord begins to manifest what He's been showing us by the Holy Ghost for a long time. And for those that say, well, you know, the Holy Ghost, what are you talking about? The Holy Ghost, yeah. You know, and the gifts of the Spirit, 1 Corinthians 12, yeah. He hasn't changed. The Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey. Yep. Acts 5. Yep. I know that. Yep. He hasn't changed. No, he hasn't. He still does the same things that he's always done. Man has changed. And yet the believers today say that he doesn't exist and he doesn't do the same things that he's always done. No, because you haven't met him on his terms yet. That's the bottom line. But we're not going to be talking about that right now. What I want to do is I want to kind of springboard off of what this girl just got done saying. Warning the American people, namely the older generations, about what she's seen. Concerning the measures of American government that look identical to that of what? Adolf Hitler's regime. Well, Bradley, that's just far-fetched. No, it's not. Keep your eyes open. Look what's happening right in front of you right now. And simultaneously, in parallel, the exact same things that took place in the 30s are the exact same things happening today. Why? Because there's nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:4. You guys all heard of the modern-day Gestapo in California, right? The mayor there said, if you don't comply, we will shut off your water and power. This is brand new. If you don't comply, we will shut off your water and your power. But he said, this is for your good. This is for your good. You want to hear this one? Okay, this is happening. Brand new news. This guy is a piece of work, to say the least. And his name is, well, Eric Garcetti. He's the mayor from Los Angeles. I got to say this in all fairness, friends. Once people catch on to what's going on here, these politicians are going to be hunted. You heard me. They're going to be hunted. There's no question about it. Just like after those politicians in Germany committed horrific crimes against human beings to the masses, were hunted after the fact. They called them the Nazi hunters. Yeah, America, we have enough knowledge and understanding that prevention is better than cure. We have enough understanding here that we don't need to have these hearings for these war criminals after the fact. We can actually have them before, and I'm talking about Nuremberg. We can have these trials before they commit the crimes because they're committing the crimes right now. Well, this is what proceeds more crime and more crime and more crime. And these are the type that we have in front of us in America today that are not sorry for what they've done, friends. They're not sorry. And again, second hour, you're going to understand exactly what I'm talking about. You want to know why your country is being destroyed? Look at the crimes that they commit. And folks, they're doing it right in your face. This is Mayor Eric Garcetti. Listen to what he said and listen to what he's doing in his county in Los Angeles. He's daring justice,
like,
friends, but he's doing it.
Share another announcement. Ever since March 15th, when Los Angeles was the first city to shut down businesses where people gather, we've made it our mission to limit the spread of this disease and to limit the risks of lives and to our economy. We've been clear from the beginning that getting together in groups outside of your household that is not permitted is not allowed.
Mm.
We've asked Angelenos not to gather or to have parties. I know this has been a tough ask because we're Angelenos. We like to be with each other. We like to be around people.
Yeah.
We want to see our friends and families. And I know how tough these months have been for all of us. Everything that we are doing, though, everything that we individually and collectively are sacrificing, depends on each one of us doing our part to reduce infections, hospitalizations, and deaths. And these sacrifices help us manage access to the economy and a paycheck, keep more businesses' doors open. But all the sacrifices can be undone by those who refuse to follow the science and who refuse to follow the rules and put our economy and our community at risk. Recently, we've seen the reports of some large parties and gatherings in flagrant violations of health orders. As our County Department of Public Health said yesterday, and I quote, "The highest risk settings are large in-person gatherings where it is difficult for individuals to remain spaced at least 6 feet apart, and where face coverings are not worn. The consequences of these large parties ripple far beyond just those parties. They ripple throughout our entire community because the virus can quickly and easily spread. While we have already closed all nightclubs and bars, these large house parties have essentially become nightclubs in the hills. Many times the homes are vacant or used for short-term rentals. And beyond the noise, the traffic, and nuisance, these large parties are unsafe and can cost Angelenos their lives.
Yep.
That is why tonight I am authorizing the city to shut off Los Angeles Department of Water and Power Service in the egregious cases in which houses, businesses, and other venues are hosting unpermitted large
parties. Okay, thank you. But hey, folks, it's for our good. It's for our good. Don't you understand? Hey, folks, what part of history is that we didn't learn from? I'm just curious. What part of the history is it that we didn't learn from? I mean, a little history reveals that the Germans back in the 1930s would frequently use propaganda to disguise their political aims and deceive the people at large. Hosea 4:6. The German Gestapo would create scenarios in which they were under attack, play the victim, and then use the masses to overthrow the opposition that the Gestapo created, which equals totalitarianism. So, in other words, as they deceived the masses into believing that they were the victims, right, including the people, all together now, they would then perpetuate the crimes simultaneously, tearing down the laws and putting in place a new order in which they made their opposition enemies of the state. It's exactly what they're doing. It's exactly what this guy is doing today. Hey, friends. They're perpetuating a narrative that has been debunked 1,000 times. Okay? We have deranged Bill Gates accusing those who refuse to take his vaccinations as those that are endangering the lives of others. And by the way, don't forget about Bill Gates. He's the guy that said he wanted to depopulate the world. Okay? See, if people just simply pull the curtain back, do you remember what Joseph Goebbels, the minister of propaganda under Adolf Hitler, said? He said, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. What's happening today? The lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. You mean like when a doctor comes out in the tens of thousands all across the country? And hundreds of thousands and millions of doctors globally come out and debunk the narrative that the government is pushing today? Yep, exactly. You mean like when the big tech companies come in and they go ahead and censor anybody that tells the truth, that counters the narrative that they're pushing, like they are today through Facebook, like through Google, and like through Twitter, and through Yahoo, and so on and so forth? Exactly. He ends with this. He said, it thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the truth. Folks, what's happening? The state, the enemy of the state. Exactly what we're seeing today. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After spending the day on Capitol Hill, Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin is beginning to get frustrated as the Democrats and the Republicans cannot come up with a deal to get schools reopened properly.
Time is very important. That's why we're here. We have schools that are getting ready to open. We have kids that need to be protected as they go back to school. We want to make sure that the states have enough money to open the schools safely. Now, the president would like us to make a deal. Unfortunately, we did not make any progress today. We discussed the same issues. I think if we can reach an agreement on state and local and unemployment, we will reach an overall deal. And if we can't, we can't.
Secretary Mnuchin said that President Trump will likely take executive action on some of the relief proposals, including unemployment, if they are not able to break the deadlock with the Democrats. This is USA Radio News. United States intelligence officials believe that Russia is using a variety of measures against Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden ahead of the November election, and that individuals linked to the Kremlin are trying to boost President Donald Trump's re-election bid. U.S. officials also believe that China does not want President Trump to win a second term and is accelerating its criticism of the White House, expanding the efforts to shape public policy in America and to pressure political figures seen as opposed to Beijing interests. More than 80,000 pilots, flight attendants, and other airline workers face unpaid time off and uncertain futures stemming from COVID-19. Beyond vacationers, major U.S. carriers have lost lots of business travelers as the coronavirus continues its spread. Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian said after the Atlanta-based carrier reported a record-adjusted quarterly loss of $2.8 billion last month that I don't think we'll ever get back entirely to where we were in 2019. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Okay, so if you want to call in at any time, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page. Find us on YouTube. You can watch us even live now, friends. We'd appreciate it. We love it. Join us on live chat, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can do the same thing on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Same thing. Click us on. Join us on the right side. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Join us on live chat. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We started the show off playing some audio from a young girl talking about how she's seeing the same things in America today that took place in the 30s concerning the Gestapo, the Third Reich, in Hitler's regime. It's exactly what the Bushes brought in, folks, back in the turn of the century, right after, actually not at the turn of the century, but after World War II. We have Project Paperclip, and then we see during the war, for the record, that was after, but before that we found out that Prescott Bush was indicted in 1942, daddy to George Bush Sr., and then also the grandson, George W. Bush. He was the one that was indicted for financing Adolf Hitler's war. And if you pay attention to the 80s, when Bush was in office, there was a turn, a sharp turn in this country, and it went upside down from that point on. And the American people still have their eyes closed. Even after September 11th, they don't realize that Adolf Hitler attacked his own Reichstag. He created his own political opposition, and he included the people in it to play the victim to deal with his political opposition. We find out through history that he attacked his own Reichstag to blame his political opposition, and that's exactly exactly what they've done. And what are we doing again here in America today, friends? Are we still asleep? Are we still closing our eyes? I mean, since September 11th, friends, the Patriot Act, it's unconstitutional legislation, which basically has created a plethora of agencies that have been attacking you ever since. Are you still sleeping, Matthew 13:25, or what's going on here? Now I'm bringing you up to date with this little girl, and I piggyback this concerning her content and her audio for us to the modern day Gestapo, and we have one of many that are right in front of our faces. And I'm talking about this little Gestapo mayor, Eric Garcetti, in California. And obviously in California, people are waking up there. You have hundreds of churches now defying the communist governor there. What's going to happen here with this Garcetti, like I said during the last segment, folks are going to catch on to what's going on. He's testing his steel against 7 million people in his county. And they're seeing how far they can force compliance before the people say that's enough. Okay? But it's interesting, friends. He just said, you heard the audio during the last segment, if you don't comply, we will shut off your water and power. Now listen to me. I have a question for Mr. Eric Garcetti, this little Gestapo. Did you derive that just authority to go ahead and implement that which is unconstitutional? Can you show me the laws that you would enforce against somebody that wouldn't comply? Because the Supremacy Clause comes to my aid, which is Article 6, Section 2, and it's the U.S. Constitution that is the standard in the United States of America. The Supremacy Clause, the U.S. Constitution, is the final say. And Americans are just trying to figure out where it is you got delegated authority to implement shutting off people's water and shutting off power if they don't do what you tell them to do when you can't back it up with the force of law. Article 2, Section 3, Clause 7. See, if Americans would put the questions, if they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. And that's what's happening here. You need to begin to lay to him, where are you deriving that delegated authority from? He can't produce it, friends. So then if he can't produce it, I can tell you what he's producing, that which is unconstitutional. I just got done sharing with you as to what Joseph Goebbels, the minister of propaganda, said under Adolf Hitler. Stop the lie at all costs. Repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie. And thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. Those guys hate my guts. And I'm happy about that. Because they know that I am telling them the truth as I stand on the law that condemns them for their crimes. And this is why they avoid the law, friends. He has no constitutional authority implementing what he's implementing. So let me ask you this. How is the modern Gestapo playing their cards today? Listen carefully. They are accusing anyone, browbeating them into submission, and everyone that does not comply with their unverifiable narratives as those who are endangering the rest of the people that are in compliance. You heard what I just said concerning this lunatic Bill Gates. Oh, by the way, did you hear this, friends? 20-1 profits he'll make off of vaccinations. Remember, it was this guy that just recently said, until everybody's vaccinated globally, things are not going to go back to normal. Oh, you don't believe that? Here, listen to Billy say it. Go ahead.
To $10 billion in vaccinations over the last two decades, and you figured out the return on investment for that. And it kind of stunned me. Can you walk us through the math?
Over a 20-1 return. So if
Whoa.
You just look at the economic benefits, that's a pretty strong number compared to anything else.
I think the numbers that you ran through were, if you had put that money into an S&P 500 and reinvested the dividends, you'd come up with something like $17 billion, but you think it's $200 billion.
Here, yeah.
Here, yeah. I'm laughing, people, because I'm not going to cry. Again, this is the guy that's accusing people who refuse to take his vaccinations as those that are endangering the lives of others. We have Eric Garcetti telling him, you better do what we tell you to do. You better put masks on. You better social distance yourselves. You're not having parties anymore. We've already shut down all the clubs and all the bars. Really? Where did you get that authority? I want to know. It's not from the U.S. Constitution, because I read it all the time. This is the definition of a tyrant, America. And either you're going to lawfully deal with them, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, or you're going to lose your country. It's that simple. Oh, by the way, did you hear during the break? Is anybody paying attention to the fact they're talking about Russia having a say about what's going on in America? Same thing with China. Boy, we've been talking about that for years, too. Isn't that interesting? Since when did China and Russia have a say-so as to what's going on here? Since the American people tolerated the likes of a Hillary Clinton and a Bill Clinton to sell us out to the Chinese and to the Russians. Same thing with Barack Obama, and the same thing with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. And guess what? They've got you so deceived, America, that they're actually putting up this senile pedophile as an option to the President of the United States of America, which is nothing more than driving support to Donald Trump, while you have, yet friends, just for those that didn't know, you have 1,152 other options, but you've only heard about old pedophile and senile Joe Biden and Mr. Globalist Donald Trump. Isn't that amazing? And just think, friends, it's the smart people telling you how this country's run, and Trump is your man. And if you don't pick Trump, then you're for Biden. No, be a Christocrat, friends. Be principled. You have literally 1,152 different options. Okay? You don't have two options. Read 2 Chronicles 19:2 when you get a moment. I want you to listen to this. You just heard what Eric Garcetti said. You just heard him say that we're going to shut off their water and their power supply. And he wants you to believe that he's doing this for your good. Do you remember what the Germans said? It's for your safety. Yeah. As they stripped them of more of their rights. And what was going on at the same time, simultaneously, friends? They were tightening the noose on the deceived through more and more forced compliance around that narrative that they cannot prove. It's the same thing they're doing today. Matter of fact, the President of the United States recently stated that we are at war with an invisible virus, but if you're paying attention, it's not the virus that's under attack, it's the American people that are under attack. Just think about it. Again, this is all about a narrative that cannot be verified. Remember when the doctors came forward from Bakersfield and said it's not about COVID-19, not about science, it's about more control? Remember how they're being forced to manufacture numbers? Oh, man, I'm being a little facetious. I'm having a little fun, but we get new audio all the time. And this is the stuff that comes to me. I get about 200 to 300 emails a day. You got to spit out the meat, spit out the bones and chew up the meat. And here's some more meat for you. Listen to this doctor coming out of Florida. By the way, keep in mind, friends, just last week we were told that there was 333 labs in Florida alone. 100% of the testing that came back was all positive. They're manufacturing numbers. Maybe this is why in Berlin the Germans are beginning to stand up in defiance concerning the government's narrative and the fraudulent COVID-19 to the degree that they're pushing it today. Listen to this new doctor I just played yesterday out of Florida. One of these guys telling you the truth. Drink it in, friends.
Hey, everyone. I'm here at Morris Medical Center with my dad, Dr. Darrell R. Morris, the second D.O. He has some things he would like to share and bring attention to in regards to how politics is affecting the medical world right now.
Yeah, there are three things right now mainly politicized in this, especially during this coronavirus pandemic situation. One is here in Florida, they've already exposed 40 or more labs that are doing COVID testing that are in fact faking the results. They're reporting 100% positive result ratios, which is just statistically impossible.
Impossible.
Two of the labs that have already been audited, it turns out instead of 100% positive, they were coming out at less than 10%. Positive. So this is
folks, I got to come up on a hard break. I didn't realize we were right here. I'm going to play this right on the other side of the break. I'll come right back to the starting point of this video, but it's a doctor in Florida telling you what's going on. There's major insurance fraud going along with this fraud taking place in clinics across the United States of America. Manufacturing
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Ministry to be a great teacher and revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God, working within. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply to current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so let's get back to this. I did not realize we were on a hard break right there. But this is a doctor in Florida exposing the insurance fraud taking place, them manufacturing numbers. So the powers that are tolerated in America continuously push their false narrative. You should see what's happening over in Germany right now. We brought forth the information that they're in masses, friends, beginning to stand up and defiance against the tyrants in that country for basically the perpetuated fraud concerning a narrative that has been debunked over and over and over again. They're being censored, they're being suppressed, and they're beginning to stand up. Friends, this is what we need to do. We need to communicate with each other in these times. Talk to your neighbors, because you're going to find out that 8 to 9 of 10 people are all saying the same things. We got to quit capitulating. Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour, and it's exactly what's happening, friends. But if we pay attention to what each other is saying and coming together, we can do this one nation under God and put a stop to this. But it's not good enough to put a stop to it. We have to lawfully deal with corruption in the media and in politics, friends. It's just that simple. That is what the Constitution is for. Now, let me get to this again. This is a doctor out of Florida telling you the truth of the matter concerning insurance fraud, manufactured death, and what it's leading to. But I'll just go ahead and let him tell you what he needs to tell you. Listen to this carefully.
Hey, everyone. I'm here at Morris Medical Center with my dad, Dr. Darold R. Morris, the second D.O. He has some things he would like to share and bring attention to in regards to how politics is affecting the medical world right now.
Yeah, there are three things right now mainly politicized in this, especially during this coronavirus pandemic situation. One is here in Florida, they've already exposed 40 or more labs that are doing COVID testing that are in fact faking the results. They're reporting
faking the results.
Positive result ratios, which is just statistically impossible.
Statistically impossible.
Labs that have already been audited. It turns out instead of 100% positive, they were coming out at less than 10% positive. So this is political ridiculous motivation, insurance fraud. There's all kinds of illegality going on here. One of the other points I'd like to touch on is in Florida here, they're reporting that we don't have enough hospital beds, and this is completely not true as well. What happened is a few months back, the hospitals here had massive layoffs because they were slow and business was
massive
slow.
Layoffs.
And due to not being able to do elective procedures and things like that. And so they are running many of them at 50 to 60% staffing capacity. And the real stats are that there are more than enough beds. What there is not enough staff. So they may be full to capacity based on the number of staff members they have working, but they don't have a full staff working. So those numbers are being manipulated as well. And lastly, regarding the treatment of COVID-19, yesterday and the day before, there were many doctors who had a press conference in Washington, D.C. about their successful treatment of the virus. One particularly has treated over 300 patients in the Houston area with diabetes, hypertension, and COVID positive, and with massive success treating with hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and the protocol with Zithromax, which is having good success in many practices across the country. But physicians are being shouted down, and the media is not carrying it because it's not the mantra of what turns out to be the left media. It is clearly a hit on the president here. And those videos showing those physicians who were having successful treatment with that protocol has now been deleted from Twitter and Facebook.
Deleted.
Which, you all probably know are left-leaning organizations. And that's just censorship and restricting the information flow in the United States.
Yep. Illegal.
In our practice, I've written that same protocol for many of my patients that are at risk, and the local pharmacies have refused to fill my prescription. I've had many patients on Zithromax or hydroxychloroquine for many years because I also treat lupus. And for 20-plus years, they've been on that medication with no side effects, no trouble whatsoever. And so there's no reason to not utilize that protocol if it's indicated. And not letting that information freely flow and refusing to utilize those protocols, which are having success in other practices, is just criminal.
Oh, it's criminal.
And so with that being said, we'll turn it back here.
Okay, so you heard that.
Do you want to hear more?
It's criminal. So it seems like whatever's good for the American people, for some reason or another, they want to pull it off the shelves. If it's true, they just want to censor the truth. They want to shadow ban the truth. I mean, this is insanity. What's going on here? I'm just getting another thought. And I'm just thinking about something that Chris Hodges said, where we live in a country that does the exact opposite of what it's supposed to be doing. That's not good for anybody, is it? No, I didn't think so. But we're here, no question about it. And we have a lot, we have a huge opportunity to stand up and right the wrongs on so many fronts. Oh, I want to close this segment out because we're talking about, with this information, modern-day Gestapo, if you don't comply, we will shut off your water and power, but it's for your good. This is Eric Garcetti, the mayor, as he calls himself, in Los Angeles. mark my words on this, friends, soon enough, these people are going to be hunted by the people when they catch on to what's going on. Okay? They're playing a very dangerous game. I said earlier, where did they derive their just authority, their delegated powers to implement shutting someone's power off or shutting off their water if they don't do what they're told by the Gestapo, namely Eric Garcetti, Gavin Newsom in California there, many other states across the country. Well, if you look at what's going on here, friends, you remember the show that we did about 3 weeks ago where the federal judge said there is no pandemic exemption to the Constitution? Well, then I got a question for you. If a federal judge said that, then why are the American people just pretending with the likes of a Gestapo named Eric Garcetti? One more point I want to make before the end of this hour. Did you also know that little Gestapo, Eric Garcetti from Los Angeles, did you also know that he wants you to turn in your neighbors? Do you remember when we reported on this about a month and a week ago? Remember this? This is the guy that wanted to take money, steal from the coffers of the taxpayers, and give to the people in the community, in the county, in Los Angeles, to turn in their neighbors if they weren't wearing masks, if there wasn't compliance. Does that convince anybody here as to the comparison of modern-day America and what was going on in Germany? Because that's exactly what they did. This Eric Garcetti wants to steal money from the taxpayers to pay other individuals in that county to tell on the people that are paying taxes if they don't comply with his unconstitutional orders. Boy, 1-866-582-9933. Can anybody define tyranny for me? Totalitarianism? Because, man, we are in it. And by the way, you can mark my words, if America wants to just keep pretending with these tyrants, you can rest assured they're encouraged to bring about more forced compliance. In Australia right now, if anybody dares speaks out against COVID-19, they're considered conspiracy theorists and they can be fined. Australia, man, they just kind of roll with the punches over there, don't they? They just kind of keep succumbing to more tyranny. We never hear about those people actually protesting. Why is that? Oh, are they disarmed? Oh, that makes sense. Maybe that's why we have modern-day government in America trying to disarm the American people. By the way, on a side note, gun sales are skyrocketing in America like never before in the history of America again. Hey, folks, it's not making America great again. No. That's not their message, but I can tell you this. It is arming America to the degree that they've never been armed before, and there's a reason for it. And by the way, that's the voice that the mainstream media doesn't want you to hear. And I'm not putting my trust in the arm of the flesh where there's a curse, but I am telling you, people are paying attention to what's going on here. No matter how many times the lying mainstream media keeps pushing their narrative, people are in fact paying attention. But to those that claim that they're paying attention, will you do me a favor? Will you practice what you preach? Will you quit pretending with the tyrants? Because the more you pretend with them, the more that you encourage them to go ahead and act as the wolves that they are, as you continuously bleat like a little sheep asking for more control over your lives. I'm sick of it. I'm sick and tired of it. Folks, we got hour two coming up, and we are going to get to our topic. From start to finish, the unthinkable. 87 politicians exposed for horrific crimes against children. And guess what? You are distracted from all of this over the last couple days because they have to keep pushing the narrative of COVID-19, friends, until you completely comply. Why are they covering for these politicians that were just busted for horrific crimes against children? We're going to name names. That's what we're going to do. Let's do that. Hour two coming up, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.